Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check out any videos or helpful links we mention on air by following our Facebook page. We're always having Bryn stick stuff up there. Hey, Bryn, put that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Yeah, hi, Vinny.
Yes, we are. Oh. That Kai Lenny video is up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page right now.
Oh, that's good. Just if you...
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, what happened?
Turn him down a little bit, Nicole.
Oh, my.
I think he just probably disconnected his dongle, that's all.
My arm pulled the thing out as I slid it across. Sorry. It's.
And then we were just hearing the cell phone audio. That was interesting. Very, very loud.
I was actually told by our guy, Tim. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
He said,
"Hey, Tim.
If you have any problems with your mic, just go straight to the phone. The audio's actually very good." And I was all, you know, he goes, "You'll hate holding the phone to your head, but it'll work. It'll work." So... Yeah.
Well, even when you didn't have it by your head, you were plenty loud. I mean, that was amazing.
That's not news, is it?
Well, it's newsy, you know. The good news is that
it's newsy.
We can hear you.
Vinny's loud.
News.
Surprise.
Wait, what has changed? We're suddenly hearing some kind of an echo that we weren't hearing before.
Did I just do that by unplugging this thing?
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that echo too.
Let's see.
How about now?
Now it's perfect. Perfect.
I regret.
Yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, it was just like weird. Yes. Like a little bit of an echo. Hey, so it wasn't an owl. It was a hawk.
Oh, my God.
It was a big-ass hawk, though, and I got some National Geographic-style footage of it taking off from my yard.
Squirrel!
It's on my Clarky Clark Instagram. Check me out over there. I put up a little picture. I was looking for Michelle. Do you ever see that Michelle Pfeiffer movie, Lady Hawk? It's so good. It's like a dumb 80s movie, but it's just like,
nope.
You just love it so much. It's great. It's good. Just, I love it. And the kids love it. Like, we've watched it 50 times, you know, in their lifetime. And so I was going to tag Michelle Pfeiffer in it, Lady Hawk. But I couldn't find Michelle in time, so I'll probably forget, but I was going to tag her. Who cares? Okay, now, something else. Here's something. I will say, and I know this won't be the first time I've said it, and definitely won't be the last, one of the absolutely greatest rock voices of all time was Chris Cornell. Like, that guy, whether you were a Soundgarden fan or not, you can't help but, I mean, he had such range and big screams and gentle, you know, parts. He's just great. I just think he's such a great singer.
People in agreement is not great radio, but I cannot argue with you on any of the things you just said.
Yeah,
not one bit.
He's amazing.
He is by far, in my opinion, the best singer for rock of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he beats everybody. I don't think there's anybody who can come anywhere near him. And when saw him just before he passed, I've seen them as Soundgarden, and I loved them. But I saw him with Temple of the Dog at the Bill Graham Civic, and that man's voice filled the whole room. And I know that maybe that's not the best way to describe it, but it felt like his voice was not only like part of your skin, but it was just everywhere in that building from front to back, ceiling. He just filled the whole room with it. It was, he's amazing.
Well, there's a nod to a sound guy too, because plenty of great singers, you know, they're buried in the mix. And that was that probably the whole thing is make sure we can hear that guy's instrument. That guy needs to be heard. So thumbs up to his sound guy for, you know, making that happen. Bill Graham is that's a big auditorium. And he's just, I'm jealous. I wish I'd ever seen Chris Cornell. That's a rabbit hole you can go down. Look for like acoustic performances by Chris Cornell. You'll undoubtedly stumble on this one to mark what would have been his 56th birthday, which was yesterday. The Chris Cornell Estate has shared a previously unreleased cover of a song by Guns N' Roses. It's Patience, which is not my favorite song by Guns N' Roses, not by a long shot, but I can only imagine what Chris Cornell does with it. So let's give it a listen.
Shed a tear 'cause I'm missing you. I'm still alright to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure. You set my mind lily. There ain't no doubt you're in my heart now.
That's pretty. Really, just acoustic guitar and a little percussion there. Hey, can you pop to the end when he starts going really
fast? Yeah, move forward back. He's building. You know he's building, yeah. Right?
And we don't have time to listen to the whole. It's like a 6-minute song, 7-minute song.
Things will be just fine. If you and I just use a little patience.
That's pretty
even
much
further.
All.
What's that?
It ends like this. It's not nearly as long as the original.
It doesn't have that. I've been walking the streets at night.
No.
Just trying to get it right.
He never released it, so maybe that wasn't the plan. Maybe this wasn't a version he ever expected anyone to hear.
Yeah, I guess. It arrived on his Facebook page yesterday. His birthday seemed the perfect time to share this and celebrate Chris, his voice, music, stories, and art. It is true, a man is not dead while his name is still spoken. And through his art, an artist's soul still burns just as bright as ever upon all those that look up to him in his memory. So there is something you can check out. It looks like it's on his Facebook page, but I'm sure that's being shared everywhere. Just thought, you know, it's always nice to hear his voice. So There it is. Mick Jagger. When you're Mick Jagger, where do you quarantine? Like, what do you know? You find someplace amazing, right? And you.
Well, is he one of the Monaco guys?
He's not in Monaco. He's in Tuscany renting a castle. Mm. He decided, well, I guess what we should do is get someplace amazing. Let's get a castle in Tuscany. He's got chick. He's 76. His girlfriend is a ballet dancer who is 34, and they have a 3-year-old son together. The kid's name is Devereaux.
Oh.
And I guess they just recently celebrated her birthday there. They've been locked up together since mid-March. And they're saying that the couple's friends all consider them married. He doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't get married, apparently.
Well, he didn't do that. Remember Jerry Hall's big thing was that she wanted him to marry her and he wouldn't. And then they finally do it? And then they divorced.
Oh, I thought they just wound up breaking up. And she was like, there's got to be a palimony thing here for me. I thought it was like
remember.
A big. Yeah,
but
I
remember
it's been a while.
Her on the talk shows, the occasional, or maybe I saw it like after the, I don't know how I saw it, but I remember her big thing was, yes, I want to be married to Mick Jagger, and we're not.
Yeah.
And then
they were together
for
years and years and years and years, though. So Mick, he had a heart attack a while ago. It was last year or something. Remember they canceled their tour because he wanted to have like a big bypass. I can't remember exactly what the deal was. They're saying here a heart attack. I thought he had just gone in for a surgery to prevent a heart attack, but maybe he had one. So anyway, at that point, she took time off from the ballet. I guess she was a member of the American Ballet Theater troupe, and she took care of him while, it, and of course they have a son together. So they were, you know, she was doing, let's go be with dad. And then now that has been shut down. The American Ballet Theater shut down in the midst of all of this. Of course, nobody's going to the ballet in the pandemic. And they say that they're closer to the other. They're saying it took the pandemic for him to realize that she is the one. This is what his friends are saying, or the sources. So congratulations to him on having a wonderful pandemic at a castle in Tuscany. I guess, you know, maybe they've got a nanny with them too, because otherwise it's them and their three-year-old.
Mick Jagger did marry Jerry Hall in a marriage ceremony in 1990 in Bali, Indonesia.
Oh, and how long did it last?
She was married to Brian Ferry of Roxy Music fame, left him for Mick. She was with Mick from 77 until their marriage in 1990. I don't have how long the marriage lasted, but it says here that she also went out with Rupert Murdoch, and they're saying that she married him. I don't remember anything
after
about
the fact. I don't either.
After Mick, she was married to Rupert Murdoch, but that could be wrong.
That guy. Whoa.
But anyway, she was, yes, they married.
I wonder how long they were together. I wonder if she's still married to Rupert Murdoch. I don't think so. I thought Rupert.
I don't know.
Well, whatever. Anyway, I'm sure
Mick
she's
is
sorry.
Doing
she's
well with his. With this hot young ballerina.
He's doing great. And the kids keeping him young, and they're at a castle in Tuscany. If you could quarantine anywhere, would it be Hawaii, do you think? Like we were talking about earlier, where you could just, you know, or is that, do you think it's too crowded with surfers and you'd want to go? Like if you could quarantine anywhere, but you had to take your family, and but you go.
The story that I heard about that kid who was on a surf trip in Bali when the orders to go home came down, and he didn't. And what I've heard is the people of Bali have been told to stay in their house. But because he's not from Bali, he's been allowed to go surfing. So he's had the surf to himself for 6 months or 3 months or whatever it's been. 4 months? I don't know when the actual order came down. But that story about his decision to not go home has been—I've—it's been in my head and in my dreams nonstop.
So like you wish you were in
must
Bali.
Be having, so that's where I would go. And actually, I've thought about—I know Michael Franti has surfed, but it's not really his thing. And I know he's with his wife and kids, so he's maybe not. But that I would hear stories from him about going to find way. Like he's in Bali. Why wouldn't he just go find waves? But I guess it's, you know.
Yeah, he's busy. He's throwing concerts and
making videos. Yeah, that's my dream, not his dream. So
yeah,
that's what I'd do.
It's good that we all have different dreams, you know.
Mm-hmm. You can go stay with him. Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall are still married.
There you go.
Wow. I wonder what year. Did it say what year they got married?
2016.
Oh. How did we not? I guess I was sick that day or something. I don't remember that. Really, you can't remember everything I found. We probably reported it. Logic is in the news today. The guy.
Oh, look, right here. A text from 7. I can't see that. It's too small. I can't see what your zip code or your area code is, but... You dummies reported it to us. I get all my famous trash from you. Jerry Hall is married to Murdoch now.
He's so unattractive. Okay.
That's North Virginia, 703.
Oh, 703.
Oh, is that what that is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need my readers.
Yeah. Just get one of those single-eye things. That's nice. Logic is in the news. Logic is, like, I don't really know his music or anything. The only things I know him for is
The rapper Logic. Yeah. Okay.
When he was like 27, 28, he had the hottest wife, you know, and he's so nerdy. He's like this nerdy dude. He's got this super hot wife. He dumps her. He's like, I'm done being married. 2 years later, not even, he marries another chick. So, who's just as hot. I mean, of course she is, right? He's making a big change again. He's quit music. He's retired from music, and he has signed a 7-figure deal with video game streaming platform Twitch. They're saying Logic will stream weekly on his Twitch channel, which will include a mixture of in-studio sessions, special guests, AMA-style formats, and gaming. Logic's real name is Sir Robert Bryson Hall II. And he signed a big deal with Twitch. He did not close the exact amount. He says, I'm not this rapper guy, man. I'm just a nerd. I love video games. I'm blessed enough to have millions of fans and followers, so it's a great partnership. I'm going to bring new eyes to their service. They're going to bring new money to my bank account. And I'm just kidding. He's not kidding, though. He's totally up to what's happening. Last week, he announced that he was retiring from music in order to be there for his wife and baby. His first wife was like, what? God. The little boy's name is LB, Little Bobby. He says, and his beautiful wife, Brittany, and she is beautiful. She's an incredible mother. These two make me the happiest man in the world, and it's a happiness nothing else has ever been able to fulfill. Again, the first wife crying. She's so cute. I know the news of retirement may be bittersweet when understanding the motives behind it. But worry not, dear listener. I will still be here for you. I'm on Twitch. His final album is out this Friday, so we'll get to hear it. But then he says he's not. I mean, you know, he's 30, so a couple years from now, he'll be like, I need to do another record. But for now, he's retiring. He's just going to be a video game nerd on Twitch, apparently.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like artists who are in music have often tried to stop for whatever reason. Who knows? Maybe it's because they want to get sober, or maybe it's because they just, you know, they feel like they've been on the road too long. But what they often all find out is that it's in them, and it's they can't not.
Yep.
So
they can
we'll
take
see.
A break from it, but, you know. Congratulations, Nicki Minaj. She's pregnant. So
did you see the picture she put out, the pregnant picture?
Yeah, she is booming. Boom, 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 boom. Three booms. Triple boom. Oh, in the back door. Boom, boom. She is booming.
Well, the picture I saw wasn't the back door was seated, so yes. I didn't see the back door. But yes, that she was booming to your point.
Boom. Maybe she already had gigantic boomers, but they've just, wow. She is. She looks like a goddess of fertility and just of milk dispensing. She's pregnant. She showed off her baby bump. It's not just a bump, man. She is pregnant. Series of pictures yesterday. There's 4 or 5 of them out there. She captioned one of them, love, marriage, baby carriage, overflowing with excitement and gratitude. Thank you all for the well wishes. She didn't say how far along she is, but she's looking advanced. I'm saying at least 6 months. She married.
That's not the picture I saw, but that's the outfit she was wearing. So I guess. There's
That's what they're all. That's the outfit. Mm-hmm. It should be there. I saw a few of them. I don't know if she put them on Instagram or if they're just out. It looks like, you know, it's a full on pregnancy photo shoot, which is always nice.
That's what I saw.
There you go. Oh boom. Yeah, how you doing? Boom! Boom! Boom!
Clap.
Look at those heels.
I know, it's so funny. It's Lady
How
Gaga.
Long is that pregnant. Heel? That's at least 6 inches, right?
Well, and it's underneath that giant platform. Like, that's crazy. That's got to give her a foot of extra height. She didn't say how far along she is, but she married that guy Kenneth Petty last October. He's the one that everyone was like, why would you marry that guy? He went to, I want to say she's known him since she was younger. Like, she knew him in her teens. But I guess he's got a record, and everyone's like, he's taking you for a ride. She says, maybe I'm taking him, huh? This will be her first kid. She's 37. And, you know, congratulations to her. Also, the speculation is that Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel might have just had a top secret baby. I heard
that they just that they had it, that it happened.
The Daily Mail is saying she had the baby boy last week. They already have a 5-year-old son named Silas. They're quarantining in Montana at Big Sky. You know, this is from yesterday, and there was still no official word. Did you see? I didn't see anything confirming it this morning. So the fans are going through the social media looking for bumps anywhere they can find them. And you know, the last few months of her pregnancy, they were in quarantine. So
the only thing I know about Jessica Biel that's current, besides the Timberlake getting caught holding hands with that girl that he's filmed a movie with, was the show that she's a producer of, and she starred in the first season, is called Sinner. And I was watching the third season, which was on, I forget the channel it's on, but they're plowing along, and then it just stops. And I'm assuming they hadn't finished the season when the pandemic hit, but it never ended. It just went away. So I don't know. I didn't even bother to research it because the third season wasn't that great. Oh. But I still don't know why that show never had a conclusion.
Well, Nikki, take a look for that, for tomorrow's show, and we'll see if we can. Or maybe there's a quick story we can do right now. Although I'm super late, so what's coming up in the news, Ben?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to tell you guns and 32 other things you do not need to buy during the pandemic. So I'll tell you that and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.